Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your first clue for Caps, Who Am I? We're going to give out three of them this hour, one at the start of each of these first three segments. Each clue added up equals only one Capitals player. You wait till the third clue, you piece together the puzzle, and then you win the race at 800-636-1067. You'll win tickets to Game 4 Caps Rangers at Capital One Arena. We got a pair of tickets to the first round Sunday night, fourth game for the Caps and the Rangers, so make sure you get the first clue in just a moment. We are a day away from the Commanders drafting a generational QB, hopefully. Don't forget to think about your next generation. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Kondorian Murad, will guide you and your family in the right direction. They will help you draft a will, set up a trust, create a health care, power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them G&D sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Hint number one, Caps, who am I? I am a defenseman.
I am a defenseman.
Pretty good one there.
Yeah.
We're slashing a bunch of options.
Just a whole bunch of people. Not a goalie. Not a forward.
I'm a defenseman. That is hint number one.
There you go.
Hint number two coming up in about 25 minutes. Logan Paulson, nobody better at studying the film in town than him. He's a big J.J. McCarthy guy. He will join us coming up at 5 o'clock. But right now on the BetQL guest hotline, the man who runs the Senior Bowl, who is one of my favorite folks to hear talking draft prospects in the country, Jim Nagy is with us. Jim, it's Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye in D.C. Thank you so much for the time. How are you?
Yeah, good to be on, guys. Thanks for having me in back on the show.
Pleasure.
You bet. We're a day away from the NFL draft. I'm just curious, as someone who works year-round with prospects, what you think of this draft class generally compared to those over the last several years?
Yeah, we're finally here. thank God. There was something funny on Twitter going around yesterday, and it was a picture of people like, here's me at the Senior Bowl, and they were all like cleaned up and looking fresh, and then it was me now at the draft, and they were like soaked in blood or whatever. Like, this is such a long process. My big picture takeaway from this draft is it's really strong in the first four rounds at most positions, like especially first three. Holds on pretty good through four, through most positions, and then day three is going to get rough. We saw it here at the Senior Bowl. We build our rosters in November, get guys signed up. Obviously, guys get hurt in late games, bowl games. They get hurt training, so we're having to backfill the roster and add some guys in January. And when we went to do that, guys that we had fifth, sixth, seventh round grades on, every time we made a phone call, oh well, he transferred here. He took NIL money. He's staying in school. It got wiped out. Day three got wiped out. So I think that not just happened on our board, it happened on NFL boards as well. So next year is going to be an incredibly deep draft, seeing as the bulk of day three went back to school. You know, but those first four rounds, I think teams can make their hay.
Jim, who's your favorite player in this draft? Not necessarily the best, but the guy that makes you smile when either you think about him or you turn on the tape.
Oh, man, that's a great question. There's a lot of them. I love Byron Murphy from Texas. I love Roma Dunze from Washington. I love Ladd McConkey. There's a lot of them. And really a personal favorite just from what he did blowing up down here at the Senior Bowl is Braden Fisk from Florida State. Usually when people ask me that question, I think about, like, who would I want in my locker room if I were a guy like Adam Peters? And Braden Fisk from Florida State is certainly that guy. I mean, he's going to be a whatever they call him now, a force multiplier. Whatever room he's in, whatever D-line room he's in, whatever defense he's on, he's going to make people around him better. He's had a ridiculous process. It's hard for Power 4. I guess it's Power 4 now, not Power 5. It's hard for those guys to jump more than maybe a round even if they have a great process. But when we were putting this thing together in November, most teams had fourth and fifth round grades on Braden Fisk, and now there's a chance he sneaks in the late one. I think he'll go in the second, but would I put it past Dan Campbell to shock the world like he did last year on draft night and take Braden Fisk? I wouldn't. I think that'd be fun to watch that kid and Aiden Hutchinson on the same defensive line. So those are a few names.
That would be an awesome fit. Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl, with us here on Grant and Danny. Wide receiver position. Everybody talks about the big three at the top. But I want to start there. Am I crazy for thinking Malik Nabers will have a better career or could have a better career than Marvin Harrison? I just think the world of Nabers.
Well, you're not crazy. There are some guys in our office that think the same thing, and people have asked me, well, what's the differentiator there? It's the run after catch. More explosive with the ball in his hands, and you know I'm partial to Adunze. I think he's the best one. It's hard to find big guys that are that good with the ball in their hands. He's got great size, and he can really run with it. So, and I really buy into the person of Roma Dunze. Like, you know, talking to the guys at Washington, because he was our top rated senior receiver. We ended up not getting him. Our number two guy was Ladd, but no, you're not crazy for it, because there's not a consensus in the league right now. Some teams do have Nabers one. That top three isn't just Marvin Harrison at the top of every board.
Going back to when you were scouting, I mean, as far as you can remember doing this for a living in any capacity, do you remember three receivers this good in a draft class?
You know, I'm sure there has been. We've had some good drafts. I'd have to go back and look at it, but off the top of my head, no, that's a really good top three. And it's not just those guys, you know, like there probably is a shelf after that to the next group. But like we had seven senior bowl receivers go on day two last year. So like Jaden Reed and Rashi Rice and some of these guys, we had Puka go on day three. I think out of this year's Senior Bowl, I think we could have 11 or 12 go in the first three rounds. So wow. this is even a better class than last year. If we had 10 or 11 top 100 receivers out of our game, it'd be probably the best Senior Bowl wideout group we've had. But no, it's a really good group. It really is.
We don't know if the Commanders are going to grab a wideout at 36 or 40 or not. They may have to go up and get a tackle. But let's say they grab one there, or maybe at 67, 78, either of those tiers. Any names that you like outside of the first round that could be instant contributors to help a young quarterback early on that go in round two or three?
Sure. I think Ricky Pearsall from Florida is a no-brainer. I mean, he's not going to be there that second group you said. I think Ricky's going to go. He's going to be one of those guys when you sit around, and we used to do this after the night one of the draft. You sit around in the draft room, or you go in the GM's office, and you're sitting around. You're looking at the next day and talking about guys. Okay, if we're going to trade up, who are we trading up for? Is there anyone worth it? I think a lot of teams are going to be doing that with Pearsall. So, you know, he can play inside and outside, super explosive, tore it up down here at the Senior Bowl, goes to the combine and blows it out. And he's got really, really good tape. I mean, there's not really a hole in Ricky Pearsall if you're trying to poke holes. And that's where we're at this late in the process. That's all you're trying to do is poke holes. And so Ricky would be a really good one. But there's a number of guys you're going to be able to get immediate help in the second and third rounds. Like I said, I rattled off like some of those names just from our game last year. You can get immediate contributors, you know, somewhere in the second, third, sometimes fourth, fifth round.
Jim Nagy with us here on Grant and Danny. I want to talk tackles. Where's that line of demarcation for you? Because Washington's in dire need of one. They kind of did everything else in free agency, at least some stop gaps, but they kind of left a big vacancy there at left tackle. Where do you feel the line of cutoff is? You know what? This guy could be a starter on day one, or at least pretty soon. And like, basically my question is, Jim, how long can they wait?
They could probably wait into the mid second round and get a day one starter, maybe late second, early third. Some of these guys might fall a little bit. It just depends. It's a really varied group. You know, I don't see a lot. I don't think there is a line of demarcation in this group. I think Joe Alt from Notre Dame is probably the safest. I think Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma probably has the highest ceiling. I think if I had to pick one, I'd probably take Fuaga from Oregon State, just because I love how the kid's wired and he's nasty and he's big and powerful and he moves people. But so it's a really diverse group. But like Roger Rosengarten is a guy from Washington who I want to say Kuiper just mocked him late in the first round. You know, he was the right tackle at Washington with Fatanu on the left side. Roger repped at left tackle down here during the Senior Bowl and looked like he was a natural at it. Some guys come down and play the other side during Senior Bowl week and they look like a fish out of water. Rosengarten looked like he'd played there his entire life. So a guy like that, you know, a guy like that, if he doesn't go late one like Mel's mocking him to go, then he's probably going to go, you know, early to mid second. And to me, that guy's a slam dunk day one starter for whoever drafts him.
How many tackles do you think could go in that first round here, Jim?
I mean, as you know, it's going to depend on that run. I was just talking to a GM this morning about, you know, where these runs are going to take place at tackle. I mean, I think everyone's anticipating quarterback, tackle, and wide receiver. This particular GM was really hoping the quarterback thing happened because he has a good quarterback, and he's hoping some good position players get pushed down. But I could see maybe six or seven in the first round. I mean, you got Jordan Morgan from Arizona and Kingsley Suamatia from BYU. I mean, there's some good names in there. So I could see legitimately six, seven. I've seen people say as many as eight or nine. I think it's probably about seven.
Jim Nagy basically runs his own scouting department. He's putting together reports and tape on players all year long, and then they invite the best seniors to come play at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, which I've covered many times. And frankly, when I was on the beat and traveling, it was my favorite event of the year. It's just a great opportunity. Watch practice next to coaches and GMs. Over at, I don't know if it's still called Ladd Peebles Stadium, but just an amazing, the whole venue is awesome. Love everything about it. I bring that up to say you guys put together a hell of a roster with quarterbacks this year. Off the top of my head, I think you had Pratt, you had Rattler. I know you had Sam Hartman from Notre Dame, Bo Nix and Michael Penix. Maybe paint with a broad brush before we dive in on some of the guys that could be in the first round mix. Penix and Nix, you know, what did you learn about them in that experience?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the kind words. Yeah, we're not in Ladd Stadium anymore, man. We're at a brand new stadium, 4 years old now. But so we've been out of old historic Ladd Peebles Stadium for a while. But I do appreciate those kind words. The quarterback class was good. It would have been great to get Jaden Daniels, but once he won that Heisman, that ship had probably sailed.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah,
yeah, his stock took off, but. You know, Penix and Nix had really good weeks. Rattler was the MVP of the game and had probably the best week from beginning to end, you know, in terms of just overall consistency. But with Bo, I talked to a couple teams today. Like, they think the floor on Penix is the Raiders. They don't – like, the teams in the league don't think Penix gets by Las Vegas. And then, you know, there's a lot of buzz in the league that Bo Nix is going to Denver. So that would be great. You know, we've had a long run of, I think last year we had it broken. We had like seven or eight straight years with a first round quarterback. Had it broken last year because it just wasn't a great quarterback class. But hopefully we can get these two guys. You know, it's Bo's thing is just, you know, football family, followed his dad's footsteps to Auburn, you know, just is immersed in football. He's just a football junkie. He's super smart. All the coaches that he's meeting with are loving just how he's wired. He's been through a lot. He's overcome a lot of adversity, leaving Auburn and going out to Oregon and doing his thing. Really good athlete, accurate. You know, there's a ton to like there. I know that he's killing the interview part. And then you're hearing Penix's name being pushed up over the last month or so. That's because the coaches have got involved in the process. I think the scouts probably picked him apart a little bit for some of the underneath accuracy stuff. But then coaches look at him and they're saying, what can I coach? I certainly can't coach that rocket of an arm that he's got and that deep ball accuracy. And I can tighten up some of the other stuff. And you guys know, I mean, coaches always talk about trying to find guys that can win from the pocket. And certainly it's great when you're a Jaden Daniels or you know, some of these guys that can get outside the pocket and create. I think you have to have some of that in the NFL these days. But coaches want guys that can sit in there and just pick you apart. And Michael Penix can do that.
Yeah, I'm in love with Michael Penix. So I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here, Jim. I wouldn't take him at two. The age part I don't care about because these quarterbacks play until they're 39, 40, or close to my age. So whatever, that didn't matter
Absolutely.
To me.
Yeah.
It's the injury. That's the only thing. Otherwise, I'm kind of going, what are people missing on this guy? So give me a skeptic's view of what he can't do. Or is it just the injury history with the knees?
And this is just my personal take on it. I think that, with the medical stuff, there's a lot of stuff that the average fans and the media and us outside of team buildings don't know on these players year in and year out. Like, we don't know their character. We don't really know what people at the schools are saying about these guys. And we certainly don't know the medical stuff. And I feel like because Michael's medical stuff was so widely publicized and everyone knew about it, that was just like an easy thing for people to glob onto and be like, oh, he's hurt all the time. He's fragile. I just felt like that was kind of a lightning rod for people that wanted to hate on this kid. But I'm with you. It's a roll of the dice. It always is. It's a total roll of the dice. I remember my first job in the league in 1996 with the Packers, talking to some of the guys in the front office back then. People forget Brett Favre was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons in the first round and they traded him the very next year. But when Ron Wolf went to make that trade, the medical people in Green Bay tried to block the trade. And he stepped in, he was like, no, you're not. This is my trade. I'm making the trade. Brett Favre's going to be a Packer. Because coming out of college, he had a bad car accident. He had half his intestines taken out. Teams failed Brett Favre medically. And what did he go on to do? He was the all-time Iron Man and started like 280 straight games or whatever. So you just don't know. You just don't know. If that's what you're picking apart, I mean, again, to me, it's all a roll of the dice. When you watch the tape, some of the escapability is the one thing I would maybe point to. But again, I feel like we got cheated in this draft cycle a little bit. None of these guys worked out. We've got all these guys, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, or about Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, all these guys are really good athletes. J.J. McCarthy, none of them worked out except Penix. And everyone would have thought he was the least athletic, and he ran in the mid-4.5s, which, comparatively to most quarterbacks, that's rolling pretty good. I mean, this guy's not a bad athlete. But when you watch the tape, if you're going to pick him apart, it's just maybe lack of escapability.
Jim Nagy on Grant and Danny. A couple of moments left with the director of the Senior Bowl. I know maybe this isn't quite in the purview because you weren't scouting him for what you do, but I'm just curious at number two with Washington's pick what you would do. They're debating, it seems like, between May, Daniels, McCarthy. Do you have a guy that you like the most just from your scouting background?
Well, I scouted all those guys because they were all eligible to play in the Senior Bowl. We can bring juniors now.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did watch all those guys. So, Caleb's going to be out of the mix. So if I was at two, again, I worked with Dan Quinn in Seattle and I worked for a long time in New England with Adam Peters. So I kind of know both guys. And it's just, for me, I was at the Baton Rouge Pro Day and we're having, we were all in the hotel together the night before, talking about this quarterback class. And, they're two different players. It's just going to decide. I have a hard time imagining a defensive coordinator like Dan watching Jaden Daniels and saying, man, I want this guy on my team because I sure don't want to try to defend him. He's going to keep defensive coordinators up at night for sure. And then I've been around Drake May. He was doing all his pre-draft training here in Mobile. I actually got to play a round of golf with him, been around the kid a little bit. I could see both those guys warming up to Drake, the competitor and the kind of guy he is. I mean, I love the way he's wired. Nothing's going to be too hard on this guy. Like, we've seen some quarterbacks go to certain markets and get, chewed up and spit out if they don't have early success. Like, that is not going to be Drake May's problem. He's wired right for that. So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. To me, that's the most intriguing spot in the draft is what they decided to do at number two, because they're two really different options.
It's been, I know, a long time since you were working with Peters, but do you perceive him to have a type? No, we're trying to figure that out still.
Yeah, it's been too long, man. I want to say when we were last time Adam and I were together was like 2009. So yeah, we talked players when he was with the 49ers. He was a guy that I talked to quite a bit about, putting our roster together and stuff like that. But no, I mean, it's in terms of quarterbacks. I mean, you look at all you got to do is look at the 49ers track record and have they had a type? I don't know. So no, I wish I could help you on that one, but I can't.
They really haven't, I guess, is your point, right? Because they've gone Lance and Purdy in the same draft. I mean, those are pretty extreme differences, yeah?
Right.
In terms of the top of this board right here, how far is the separation between, say, 1 and 2, then maybe 2 and 3, 2 and 5, in terms of the quarterback spots? You see what I'm saying? Like, how close are these guys together in your mind and your eval?
No, they're really close. Yeah, they're really close. And a lot of them have, like I said, the one common denominator with all these guys, they're all really good athletes. Even Drake.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake's a big dude now. I mean, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to get up on him. I mean, he's all a 6'4", you know, 235, 240, whatever he is. And you know, when I evaluate quarterbacks, I always start at the feet. And I went over there and saw those guys throw one morning in January before the Senior Bowl. And whoever was out there filming these guys, they just did like a waist down shot of these guys going through some drill work. And I wasn't really thinking about Drake's family background at the time, but his feet were ridiculous. I'm like, Drake, did you play hoops growing up? And he was like, yes, sir, I played basketball. And I'm like, were you one of those guys that gave it up in junior high, or did you play all the way through? He's like, no, I played all the way through. And then it was either Bo Nix or one of the guys that was training with him too. He was like, Jim, the whole family played hoops at North Carolina. Of course he played basketball. So I felt kind of stupid, but I've forgotten that. But he, and that's why, you know, if you're picking Drake apart, you know, people are, you know, pointing to some, you know, longer release, accuracy issues, some of the same stuff they said about Josh Allen. But if you're a good enough athlete and you have feet like Drake May, you're going to get that cleaned up just like they did with Josh Allen. Like, when you have feet like that, that's where accuracy issues stem from. So he'll be fine. So long-windedly, man, like, they're all good athletes. They all do. And then they also have some unique qualities too. Like Jaden, I sat in the press box at the Alabama game and watched him run through Alabama like a hot knife through butter. Like, it was a super impressive live performance of a quarterback. I mean, he blew me away that night. So it is, but it's close, man. McCarthy's in there. MacArthur's a lot to like about McCarthy. A lot of people think that this is kind of a manufactured guy and they're pushing him up boards. Like, that's not it at all. This kid's really talented too. So it's a packed group.
Follow Jim. He does a great job of breaking down the prospects, put a lot of guys on my radar this year at @JimNagy_SB. He is the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. Thank you for the time right before the draft here. Means a lot. We appreciate it.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on, and hope the Commanders pick the guy you want.
Yeah, well,
thank you, Jim.
I don't care if they pick the guy we want or not. I hope they pick a guy that's going to win them some football games.
What, remember those where you score more points than the other team?
I hear that.
We want those times again around here. Thank you, though, and hopefully we'll see you in Mobile.
All right, guys. Take care.
Be good. There's Jim Nagy, runs the Senior Bowl. My favorite event to cover for a few reasons. One of them, the barbecue in Mobile, Alabama.
What's it, the pit something or other? What's it called?
Well, Brick Pit, which I don't think is even open anymore.
Okay.
Do you remember Chris Samuels was from Mobile, Alabama?
Yes.
That's his hometown.
Mm-hmm.
There were these little pictures on the wall of like all the dignitaries that had come through at different points.
Then there's a big picture of Chris Samuels.
Chris Samuels, bigger gentleman. 15-year-old yeah. Chris Samuels with like 11 plates around him is in, like, when you go to the bathroom, is up there on the wall. But that was like the iconic famous one. I don't know why it's this way, but like it's just different. Like Alabama, you got it's almost like Louisiana with the bayou food. There's mm-hmm. a lot of stuff from
a little bit of little country food.
Anything
yep.
from the water, right? You're getting seafood and stuff. But all I can remember is every barbecue place we went to just hit different. It was so good.
I think people sleep. You never think of Alabama barbecue because it's not like known. You got Kansas City style, Carolina style, Texas style. I'll tell you this, some of the best I've ever had has been in Alabama.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It was part of that trip every single year.
Well, Alabama white sauce for your wangs?
The access. Oh, yeah. It's a week long. There's only a handful of spots like in downtown. It's not like you're in D.C. where you can go to 100 restaurants and bars. So you walk in and it's coaches and mm-hmm. GMs. Everyone sitting at a table is just the guy you see on TV on Sunday, right? So that's why the media loves it, I think, because you're just mingling with those mm-hmm. folks. It's a really good time. But he does a great job running that event. You heard him talk about McCarthy there at the end. And Logan's going to join us at 5. He's a big JJ guy. Can we rule him out? Can we put a Sharpie through McCarthy's name and just make this a Daniels very likely, and if not, May? Or do we have to keep McCarthy in the conversation for the possibility of a stunner? Next on Grant and Danny.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's close, man. McCarthy's in there. There's a lot to like about McCarthy. A lot of people think that this is kind of a manufactured guy and they're pushing him up boards. Like, that's not it at all. This kid's really talented too. So it's a packed group.
That's Jim Nagy, who just joined us, who runs the Senior Bowl. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Danny, do me a quick favor.
Yes, sir.
Take a sip of that drink real quick.
This the tea or my water?
Either one.
I'll do the tea. Here we go. This is my tea. Keep myself the throat calm.
Okay.
Feel good. Here we go.
That's a little bit. A little bit. As who do we do? De Niro?
A little bit.
Who was it on the chat here? I got a guy.
You got a guy?
Who's telling me on our, we're now streamed on YouTube. He's in the chat, and he says, Danny holds his cup with his pinky finger out when he
oftentimes
takes a drink.
I do, yeah. So watch. This
Ed Swain is joning a little bit on how you drink your drink.
I have done that.
Or as my son says, bink your bink.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'll bink my bink.
Yeah, Joan away. I have, I would say probably half the time I'm pinky out.
Now, Walter says it means you're fancy and that he needs to leave you alone.
Well, either way, leave me alone.
Like, you are very fancy.
I would consider myself pretty fancy. Yeah, but the pinky sometimes will come off. Sometimes it's on.
I have many leather bound books. My apartment smells of rich mahogany. For you, your version of that is like, what are your guilty? You wear pink pants sometimes.
Sure,
that's pretty fancy.
Yeah, it's
shoes without socks and high water pants to your like you. You are a fancy boy. You'll never go anywhere dressed up without a
pocket square.
Pocket square. Well, what else do you got? That's Danny is fancy.
Sure.
Are you the guy that holds your drink in your left hand at all times?
No.
So that your right is free to shake hands?
That, by the way.
They teach you that at like St. Albans High School.
Yes, they do. That is great etiquette. I don't always do that. And
right.
I try to make a habit of doing so to make sure. For example, you need to know certain things. Like the name tag should be on the side of where the hand is going to shake. So your left shoulder, your left breast is where the name tag is going to be, right? So you follow that across, you can see someone's name closer to looking them in the eye. If you're at an event where there's a name tag.
Not familiar with that.
Yeah, you want your left hand with the cocktail, if there is one, whatever your beverage. But yeah, I mean, there are sorts of things.
Between the hand and the glass so that the hand isn't cold.
Well,
right?
Yeah, obviously if you can help it. I mean, you're not going to take an appetizer or a cocktail without a napkin.
You wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do that. I mean, we're civilized people, for goodness sakes.
As Jim Tomasola would like to say, you wouldn't do that, but you wouldn't do it
You
either.
Wouldn't do it either.
Can we put a Sharpie through J.J. McCarthy at number two?
No. Not, well, let me say this. Sorry. If you buy what I'm selling that nobody really knows yet, and they're going to do their own thing, then no.
Well, I don't think that's something you're selling. I think that's a fact. I mean, that's binary, like fact or fiction, yeah? That Peters has not told anybody what he's doing. So if somebody's found out, they've gleaned some information, they've passed it along game of telephone, but nobody has reported what they're doing because nobody's been told definitively what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're saying is correct. Like, we don't know. And are you saying if so facto, then you can't put a Sharpie through anything? Are you doing that?
Like, fair enough. No.
Like, to me, you could put a Sharpie through Bo Nix.
Yeah, I'm not doing the Kyle Shanahan, man, we don't even know if the sun's coming up on Sunday. Like, I'm not doing that.
Which is so good.
Which is a great bit. But to me, again, we're all a product of our environment and our experiences. My favorite athletes of all time are Cal Ripken Jr. and Art Monk. You know what I value in sports? Consistency. I wonder where I got that from. I'm a product of my fandom, of my environment, of the schools of thought, right? Every coach I ever had valued working every day versus highs and lows and undulations, right? So that's how I'm wired as a sports commentator, a talking head, whatever you want to call me. That's what my proclivities are. He comes from three different places where he has cut his teeth, San Francisco, New England, and Denver to a degree, where it wasn't the runaround Sue type quarterback, where it was more we win because we execute better, we're more physical, we have winning traits with quarterbacking. I wonder how did the Trey Lance experience scar him, right? Where he goes, I don't want a dude that's a world-class athlete. I want predictable Peter that's going to follow exactly what the coach says. We have no idea is my point.
I do think they're taking Jaden Daniels, and I would go as far as to say I'll be very surprised if they don't. But I think it's important that we keep coming back to home base, which is they could take Drake May. How do we know? And I don't think you can cross J.J. McCarthy off the list. My reasoning for a potential stunner, as low a chance as there is at this point, we have an ownership group that'll be in the draft room for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea how and what they do when they operate as running a football team. We have a general manager who has never done this before. We know what he is as a scout. There's a track record there. We know what he is running a department, putting together a board for John Lynch. This is a whole new role. He's never done this. Newmark in this role. Brand new. If there's ever a time when a club could stun everyone, it's when you don't know how they think, how they operate, how they act. All of our predictions and assumptions, which is really what they are right now, are based on conventional wisdom,
mm-hmm.
like common sense, and then what a couple reporters are hearing. But where did that get us with the coaching search? And I think this is different because you weren't trying to keep a secret for 3 months then, where it seems like as much as they've tried, they haven't been able to keep the Jaden Daniels secret as we get closer and closer to the draft. But I'm just saying that while I don't think they're going to go McCarthy, in a situation where a team took someone and shocked everybody this high in the draft, I would say it would be more likely than not that the team that everyone got wrong what they were going to do is just the team we've never seen them do it. So we didn't know what to expect. How could you possibly know what Peters thinks, what Newmark thinks, what this ownership thinks? This kind of screams everybody's guessing. And that's why I'm saying I don't think you can rule out McCarthy. Put the Sharpie away.
Mm-hmm.
You can't write. You could say 80% chance it's Daniels or you know, whatever the betting market says. Fine. But there's got to be some May and there's got to be some McCarthy in there until you hear them say, Jaden Daniels, LSU. Because nobody knows.
Yeah. I mean, to me, just my quick add-on, again, is just an expounding on that one point. Once you've got a track record for a guy, right, for example, Scott McLuhan, we know, he didn't mind a bigger linebacker that was going to come downhill, football player, like football players. So, okay, so when you get to our third or fourth draft, if he'd gotten there before they fired him and then planted embarrassing stories about him, but had he gotten to the third or fourth draft, we'd have gone, hey, this linebacker that's 230 pounds and runs is probably a hybrid safety. Maybe he doesn't like him. Maybe he likes this big linebacker. Again, I'm just sort of making up an example. We don't have any of that. We have no data. All we have are previous stops, where Peters was obviously heavily involved in various ways in terms of the discussions. What did he learn? What did he glean as his philosophy when it was his turn to run the ship? We don't know yet. We think. We've heard him be very gregarious and gracious, thanking everybody in the room, but we still don't know how he runs it.
We'll give you a clue for Caps Who Am I before we get out of here in just a moment. Let's squeeze in Shane, who's in D.C. on Grant and Danny, though. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Commander Danny and Grant? How y'all doing on this beautiful day?
Hey, buddy.
Chilling.
We are one day away from either our disaster or a fantastic for the future. So,
no big deal.
Excited, but, yeah, I mean, that's where we're at. I mean, look at last year's draft class. How many guys going on the field last year? That's what we cannot have. We cannot have a repeat season like that. But I think they're going with May. I really do. I think that they're going to mess up and do what we want to do. They're going to do the opposite, of course. But I'm curious to see what they're going to do in the trenches. It's all about the trenches this draft. You got to get somebody, a corner, and you got to get a left tackle.
Appreciate you, dude, as always. Yeah, I still have a little bit of confidence that they can, you know, stick around at 32, or not 32, rather 36, and then end up with somebody, but I still think they're trading back into the first round if I had to bet on it.
Yeah, they might be able to. Do you really want to risk that? I might be able to go to the store an hour before Halloween and get the bag of candy I want to give away.
You'd rather get it a couple days in advance, wouldn't you?
But I know if I go there a week early, I can get everything I want. I might be able to wait until the night before to get my wife an anniversary present. What if I go to the store, they don't have the thing she wanted? I'm just not willing. To me, the juice is not worth the squeeze on that. I've got to get a left tackle. It's the same as the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
You could sit at 11 and maybe get a QB.
You might.
But there's a little desperation there when you're looking at starting quarterback Sam Darnold after you just let Kirk Cousins walk to make sure you got your guy of the future with 11 and 23. They don't have to come up necessarily. They might be able to get Penix at 11. But is it worth the music stopping and not having a chair to sit in? Probably not. Double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Danny, give your Caps Who Am I hint.
Ooh, I am a left-handed shot. I am a left-handed shot.
So that's hint number two. Third hint, as soon as we come back, at which time you will be able to piece together the puzzle. You will know which Capital we are hinting at, and you will try to win tickets to Game 4, Caps Rangers, Capital One Arena, Sunday night. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Our double play each and every day at this time is driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. We are going to give you a double play in just a moment. But right now, our third and final hint, Caps, Who Am I? 3 hints added up can only equal one player. I had over 15 points this season. Add up all 3 hints this hour. You get one player. That Capital's name's got to be given to Ryan. First person to call in and do it at 800-636-1067 is going to win a pair of tickets. It is time for our double play.
So I had a meeting this morning with a good buddy that got canceled last minute, right? No problem. Beautiful day outside. I went to one of my normal haunts, and I got a couple hours of pickleball in. Gentlemen, little game show music, Darius. You don't know, pointing at you, Grant. You don't know, pointing at you, Darius. I don't even know where Ryan is. But no, none of the three of you know who I played pickleball with today. Here are your hints, and we'll give more if this game goes on for a little bit. Good athlete, friend of the show. Good athlete and friend of the show. Who did I play pickleball with today?
Frank Hanrahan.
That's an incredible guest open. That's a great guest open. It is not correct.
Eric Bickle.
No. I said, Great athlete. I'm kidding. Come on, I'm kidding. I love you, EB. Darius, what do you got?
Ooh, friend of the show, good athlete, Fred Smoot.
First of all, you guys are guessing way better than I thought you would. That is not correct. Ryan is busy. Back to you, Grant.
Local television?
I can't tell you yet. I can't tell you where we know them from yet. It's extraordinaire, but it's not Scott Abraham. Christian Darrisaw.
That's a good guess.
It wasn't a good. So far, the guesses have been great.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, great athlete.
Doug Cammer?
It is not Doug Cammer. This guy also handsome. I gave you two hints there. Who?
Kia Condori?
No.
Condori and Murat.
Another outstanding guess.
Show sponsor was like, I think, a super good tennis player.
Yeah, he was like a ranked tennis player.
We're talking a little trash about getting together at the Caps game we went to. So I figured maybe it'd be him.
These guesses are great. So, friend of the show, handsome, okay, and really good athlete. Darius.
Nick Ashew.
No.
Dang it. That was a good one. Man, I'm stumped, man. Logan Paulson. Did you randomly run into Logan?
Good guess, but no. Next hint. We have had this person on pretty recently.
Chase Hughes.
No, it is not Chase Hughes.
So Wes Hall.
It is not Wes Hall. Again, very impressed with your guesses. You guys are doing better than I would do here. Friend of the show, very handsome, good athlete, really good athlete, obviously world-class athlete.
Adam Peters.
It is not Adam Peters. It is not
world-class. Are you a little bullish on that?
Maybe not this second. Maybe not this second world-class, but can boast something that most people don't get to say when it comes to athletics. Most people don't get to say this.
This is tough.
Handsome, friend of the show, has been on recently. He's been on recently. Handsome. Really good athlete.
You're putting a lot of emphasis on handsome.
Handsome.
I don't know.
Grant, go ahead.
You got me.
I don't have anybody. I'm out.
Baseball. Your hint is baseball.
Kevin Franzen
is the answer. A 2-hour run with Kevin Franzen. What an unbelievably pleasant surprise. I roll up to my spot. I do a triple take. He does a triple take. He's like, end up playing together the whole day. Friend and I did really well. We ran into one little tiny buzzsaw, a couple of 5.0s, whooped our asses. But we won all the rest of our games. Franny, really good pickleball player. Outstanding hands, as you can imagine. You played infield in the show?
Probably decent.
Yeah. His hands are ridiculous. We compliment each other pretty well. It was a blast to play with my guy, Kevin Franzen.
Kevin Franzen?
Franny.
So you guys ran as a pair the entire game?
We did.
The entire day?
The entire day, yeah. So it's a little bit awkward because we're like, we're staying together. We're buds. But it was cool. He was laughing at me a lot because, like, when I mess up, and I do mess up, I scream and lose my mind and curse a lot and, like, call myself names and other people kind of turn around, and he's like kind of chuckling because he's like a California guy.
Was he better than
you? I'd say he's better than me, yeah. Not a ton. I mean, he's a better player than I am. More solid, more sound. But we played well together. Well, our style was, I kind of went for it. Some of the, you know, trying to hit the winners.
Where was it? Why was Franny there?
Apparently he goes there sometimes to this spot. It's in Arlington. It's this little pickleball hub. And, you know, I don't expect to see him. It's a nice day. I knew I'm going to be able to get a couple pickup games in there.
So you didn't go with people?
No. I rolled over there knowing there's a couple different online chats to let people know, like, hey, are you going, or whatever.
So nerdy.
Well, the thing is, it's a nice day out. People are going to be pickling.
Yeah.
And Franny was pickling.
Pickleball Rouye.
Yeah, pickleball Franzen.
Our boss came in to let us know that he guessed it 30 seconds prior to us guessing it in the YouTube chat. So there we go.
Oh, did he?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
How was CK on Franzen? He was not on my radar. I'm a little impressed by that.
He's a mark of the show, so, you know. He knew we had him on recently.
CK is?
He knew
he's
handsome.
Good. Yeah.
He's a mark of. Some days, probably,
that's
more
nice.
Than others.
Yeah.
Logan Paulson's going to stop by at 5 o'clock. He is a big J.J. McCarthy guy. Does he actually think the Commanders could take him at 2? And what does he think they're going to do, Daniels versus May? Next, we're going blitzing. We'll cover the Caps' loss last night, how they get back into the series. Got to cover the Nats and the Dodgers, as well as the NFL draft tomorrow night. We'll be out at Dudley's Sports Bar for a four-plus-hour extravaganza. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.